second item on the agenda is item P, and again, this is one that it includes a recommendation and will require a vote today. This item relates to, you all may recall back in April, the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee presented to all of you recommendations as it relates to reductions out of the line items in the Improvement and Modernization Fund. As we all know, it has a significant shortfall. I think at that time we were able to reduce the shortfall by a little over $10 million. And this body voted on the vast majority of the items contained within the IMF fund. We did not present to you as a for vote the issue of how to address funding for the V3 and the ICMS, which is the Interim Case Management System line items, which do come out of the IMF fund. And we didn't. Because we were continuing to work with technology on the issue and trying to get a better understanding of exactly where they were in their work with the court, the four individual courts, particularly as it relates to the V3. So today we come to you with a recommendation as it relates to V3 and the ICMS. The recommendation is found on page 1 of item O. It's a little bit convoluted, but there was some word that we heard today that makes it a little bit less risky. When Martin Hoshino spoke this morning about the adjustment in one of the contracts with technology, he mentioned the fact that there would be a little bit over a $3 million savings. And I think that will help address some of the issues that we are grappling with within the IMF fund, and they'll come clear as I go through the recommendation. The Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee adopted this recommendation with 2 no votes. The recommendation is as follows. We ask that Judicial Council allocate $5,658,100 for the V3 case management system and $1,246,800 for the interim case management systems for fiscal year 15-16. We ask that that be paid through the IMF fund. However, if the fund balance, the IMF fund balance, were to drop below $300,000, and right now it's projected to be at $465,000, is that about right? Close?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now, the projection is about $460,000 that it will end at its fund balance. But should, for some reason, it drop below $300,000, then we would ask that a 10% reduction be made to both of those items. That is a total reduction of $690,500. We also ask that the cost associated with that reduction not be provided by the courts that are accessed through use V3 or ICMS, but rather that that backfill come from the Judicial Council Information Technology Office's budget and or any other such non-trial court trust fund that this body would deem appropriate. Again, that is only if the fund balance dropped below $300,000. So with that recommendation, we're open for any questions about what the thought process was as it relates to that kind of two-tiered approach to this item.
Thank you, Judge Slough.
You're welcome.
Judge Herman.
I just add that, you know, Judge Slough, I appreciate the collaborative approach that your committee and JCTC took in terms of arriving at this recommendation. Assuming that the funding stays where it is, funding excess stays where it is at the $400,000 plus level, I think it's a really good approach. While we continue to work together in terms of working with the V3 courts relative to transitioning off of their V3 case management system, and we will continue to do that work. So thanks to you and the committee, and thanks to Zlatko and staff. Much appreciated.
Mr. Hoshino and then Judge Tangent.
Oh, no, here comes a curveball.
No, it's not a question. I just want to clarify something because I don't want to leave anybody with the wrong impression.
So the $3.5 million that we talked about earlier, that we are as an annualized savings coming off of the renegotiation of the data center contract, will benefit both the IMF, the TCTF, general fund, other funds. It's those details that we have to tease out with everybody. I didn't want anybody to conclude that $3.5 billion goes to one location and it provides the full relief. And I just wanted to be clear. And then the second thing is, I think as you heard Judge Slough walk through that we are on the margins on the fund balance and we are still facing with the deficit, I think everybody gets the impression this is an area to manage very actively and as diligent as we can before July 27, but you may in fact be managing this during the course of the year as projections change and everybody follows it.
And thank you for that specific clarification, because I too don't want to leave anyone with the impression that savings goes directly to this one fund. That was not the impression I had, and I know it's not the direction that anyone has. But I still believe that it could ease some of the issues and keep us above that $300,000 threshold.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. I just, again, wanted to, I know people get excited because they're not used to hearing there's something positive on the side of the ledger. But it helps, but it doesn't mean by any stretch of the imagination that we were out of the woods. We have to stay active in this area, and you probably will hear more about it during the course of the year.
Exactly. Judge Tangeman?
I just had a question. I note, of course, the logic behind trying to preserve a minimum of $300,000 in the account. Given the potential reduction of 10% being $690,000, I'm wondering why the decision was made to make an arbitrary number of 300 and then invoke a full 10% reduction. For example, why not, if you go down to 290, just redirect $10,000 rather than $690,000. What's the thinking there? It seems like a pretty wide swing.
Well, it was what was the recommendation was made, and no one in terms of the committee members questioned that, which we think, you know, staff, you know, if you're 300 and then you get to 290, why would you take the full 600?
Right.
But that wasn't deliberated as part of the committee. So it was 300,000, and if you take 10%, then you add the 600,000. So
I mean, it appears to me that you could do a lot less potentially damaging damage by just preserving your balance, period, and finding another source for everything else, as opposed to trying to find another source for $690,000.
Right.
So $10,000.
Just for reference, that during the discussions, many of the programs that were reduced were increments of 5, 10, 15. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was the flow of the discussion was 10. But I don't think the discussion moved to the next topic of, well, if we've identified a $300,000 short fund balance as our goal, why would these two programs then take greater than if we're attempting to maintain 300?
So there's no necessarily a logical reason for that. It's just the way that the conversation evolved.
Right.
The discussion evolved.
That's basically it.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to step out there, if that's all right, Chief, and make a motion to approve this, but with that modification.
I'm sorry, I missed the modification.
And that is that we protect the $300,000 minimum fund balance and then reduce the allocations only as necessary, as opposed to by a full 10%.
I would second that.
I would ask just a question of Zlatko. Do you see any technical issues with that? I don't, but you understand that issue much better.
No, I mean, I think we would make projections of where we are, and if it's above 300, then there wouldn't be anything. To the extent, as Martin has described, that there would be mid-year reviews, then we'd obviously be monitoring the expenditures, and there would need to be adjustments with the program as we went along. So I think we could manage that.
So would it be fair to say, Judge Tangeman, that item number 2 of the recommendations modified to read that on the second line, 4 growth programs are to be reduced, and then to read protect the $300,000 minimum? In other words, strike the phrase by 10%, comma, a total of $690,500?
I think so. I think I would rephrase it, number two, to say if the 2015 and 2016 IMF ending fund balance is projected to be below 300,000, the allocations for both programs shall be reduced to the extent necessary to maintain an ending fund balance of $300,000.
Should it say at least $300,000?
Or that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a friendly amendment. I'll accept it.
It is a friendly amendment.
I accept it. Does the second accept it?
Yes.
Judge D'Alba.
Before we vote, I just want to make a comment. As the vice chair of the technology, the council's technology committee, to those that may be new to the conversation or not familiar with this, the reason for this item, this represents the council's and the branch's commitment to those trial courts that were V3 pilot courts to help support them for the following fiscal year, for the next fiscal year, to maintain their case management system, V3, and helping them transition off of V3 sometime in the next 2, 3, or 4 years. So I appreciate, like Judge Herman expressed, the trial court budget advisory committee's deliberation and steadfast commitment to support those pilot V3 pilot courts. And again, I want to thank Judge Earl and you, Judge Slough, for your leadership.
Chief.
Yes, Judge Rosenberg.
One quick question. There were two no votes at the trial court board's advisory committee. Were those no votes based on an approach such as Judge Tangeman suggested, or was it on some other reason?
I don't know the reason. There was no dialogue, as Judge Tangeman suggested, so if that was the thinking behind the no, I would have no way of knowing.
We don't know. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Any further comments, observations, or questions? I see no hands raised. All in favor of the recommendation number one as original, number two as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries. Thank you again, Judge Slough and Zlotko. I echo the comments made by all here today about threading this needle. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief, and thanks to Judge Earl and the entire Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee and to staff Zlotko and others for the good hard work. Thank you.
Thank you.